You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 12, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The food crisis in Sudan is disproportionately affecting women and girls. Female-headed households are 3 times more likely to experience food insecurity than those led by men. Of the 30.4 million people in Sudan needing food assistance, 15.3 million are women and girls. The ongoing civil war has led to an increase in women leading households due to the death, disappearance, or displacement of men. Only 1.9% of female-headed households are food secure, compared to 5.9% of male-headed households. Additionally, 45% of female-headed households reported poor food consumption, nearly double the rate of male-headed households at 25.7%. Only 1/3 of female-headed households have an acceptable diet, compared to half of male-headed households. Nationally, 73.7% of women are not meeting the minimum dietary diversity, severely impacting maternal and child health. The rates of poor food consumption in female-headed households have doubled in just 1 year. Nearly 15% of female-headed households are living at or near famine thresholds, compared to 7% of male-headed households. Women-led households are 3 times more likely to experience severe insecurity than those led by men. IPC4 refers to Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Level 4, indicating an emergency level of hunger. Famine thresholds are strict criteria for an official famine declaration. Acute food insecurity describes any severe lack of food at a given time. The lean season is when food stocks from the previous harvest are depleted, leading to increased food prices and decreased availability. Current projections for food insecurity in Sudan from October 2024 to May 2025 consider these seasonal variations. The escalating conflict, particularly in areas like El Fasher, is intensifying the humanitarian crisis. At least 1.7 million people in Darfur are experiencing emergency levels of hunger, classified as IPC4. El Fasher is now under siege, forcing many residents to flee multiple times. Reports indicate that people are resorting to eating charcoal and leaves to survive. Food prices in El Fasher are 4 times higher than in other parts of the country. Aid delivery in Sudan faces significant challenges due to funding shortfalls, logistical hurdles, and ongoing conflict. The World Food Program has scaled assistance to nearly 4 million people per month, but 26 million people remain in need. The organization has been forced to shrink assistance packages and cut off aid entirely in some cases. Sudan's vast size, lack of infrastructure, and challenging terrain hinder supply chains. The conflict has disrupted trade routes, limiting supplies in besieged cities like El Fasher and Kadugli. The World Food Program urgently needs guarantees of safe passage to deliver supplies to critical locations. These guarantees must be provided by the governments and all armed groups involved in the conflict. Unfortunately, warring parties often block crucial aid providers from delivering food. Women-led organizations are crucial in delivering aid but face severe underfunding and operational constraints. Many operate without institutional funding. UN Women supports 45 women-led organizations, but underfunding remains a critical issue. Due to funding deficits, one organization was forced to shut down 35 of its 60 food kitchens. Women-led organizations receive less than 2% of humanitarian aid funds. The conflict has magnified existing gender inequalities, leading to increased vulnerability for women and girls. Cultural norms restrict women's mobility, access to education, and decision-making within households. The desperate search for food has led to harmful coping mechanisms, including child marriage and sexual exploitation. Since April 2023, 1,138 cases of rape have been recorded, with actual numbers likely higher due to underreporting. The number of people at risk of gender-based violence has tripled to 12.1 million in less than 2 years. Conflict-related sexual violence is used as a weapon of war. These forms of violence exacerbate food crises by displacing populations, destroying livelihoods, and causing severe trauma. Malnutrition has devastating health outcomes for children and maternal health. The crisis in Sudan is a nationwide issue, with projections indicating a rise in acute food insecurity among returnees and host communities in South Sudan. Urgent, gender-responsive actions are needed to address the crisis. UN Women recommends prioritizing food distribution for female-headed households and increasing representation of women in local aid committees. Increased investment in women-led organizations is vital. Copyright, African Elements,